Hey family, how are you? I pray all is well in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and you. That's right, He is your God, and what a mighty God we serve. How are you, family? I pray you are well in the name of Christ Jesus. I will not be before you long. I just wanted to share something that was on my heart that I came across this morning, and it's been heavy all day. I'm coming across a lot of videos about our brothers and sisters practicing in the ritual of burning sage. This may not apply to everyone listening, but I want to talk to my brother and my sister who is practicing in the ritual of burning sage. Or maybe it's not you. Maybe it's a loved one. It's someone that you hold dear to your heart, or someone that you know that confess and profess themselves to be a born-again Christian. However, they practice in the ritual of burning sage. Please, he who have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. The ritual of sage burning has its roots in Native American traditions. And today people burn sage and other holy herbs to cleanse the spaces of their environment of negative energy, to generate wisdom and clarity, or to promote healing. This is a lie from the pit of hell. Children of God, do you not know how powerful you are? Do you not know the authority that has been given to you in Christ Jesus? I want to read Luke 10 to start off, because Jesus said that, "Behold, Satan as lightning fell from heaven." But listen, "But behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all," hallelujah, all that bad negative energy you feel, and all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this you rejoice not that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your name is written in heaven. Did you hear what Jesus said? That he saw Satan fall like heaven. He knows the traps and the tricks and the snares and the rituals and the traditions that he has the people of God in. But behold, because I have given you power over, I've given you power over this. And let me calm down, because your sister is excited, and you know how I get when I'm excited. So I'm going to digress a little bit. I've given you power over the traditions. I've given you power over these rituals. I've given you power and authority to come against these traps, these snares, and against all of that negative energy that you're feeling. And nothing by any means can hurt you. What do you mean you're cleansing your environment of negative energy when the authority is in your tongue? You don't need to burn an herb, a leaf, a flower to gain authority, to have control. The control and the authority is in your voice and declaring, decreeing who you are as a child of the Most High God. Listen, he said, "Notwithstanding, to rejoice not that the spirits are subject to you." They are subject to you because of who you are in Christ Jesus. They're not subject to you because you're burning a plant. They're laughing at you. They're ridiculing you. The enemy gives you false hope while opening doors to his kingdom into your house. And where you once have bad and negative energy, now sickness has entered in, and depression has kicked in, and situation on top of situation on top of situation has happened. And it looked like everything is okay on the surface, because like I said, he gives you false hope. Why? So you can keep burning it. So you can keep burning and opening doors to the kingdom of darkness into your home. But do you not know how powerful you are, my brother? Do you not know how powerful you are, my sister? Why, as a child of God, do you feel the need to practice in a Native American tradition, a ritual, instead of practicing in the worship of your God? Let me tell you what David said in Psalms 141. David said in verse 2, "May my prayer be set before you like incense, and the lifting of my hands be like the evening sacrifice. Did you hear that, family? David recognized that I'm going to partake in this fellowship with God, and I'm going to offer up a sacrifice up to God. And it's not going to be something tangible. It's not going to be something of this world, because I've recognized that the weapons of my warfare are not carnal, that I can't fight this negative energy. I can't fight this warfare with carnal, fleshy things. But I need to tap into the realm of the spirit, and I need the weapons of God. I need the arsenal of heaven, and prayer is a weapon. So may my prayer be what burns, hallelujah, and give off an aroma, hallelujah. Let the smoke of my prayer, hallelujah, let the smoke of my prayer rid all of the negative energy and the demonic forces that are coming up against me. You want to clean your environment? Pray. You want to clean your environment? Worship. You're feeling something not right because you have opened doors to the spirits, and they feel comfortable with you. And they're opening the door for more to come in. But if you only knew how powerful you are. You really don't know how powerful you are? You think that that plant, that herb that you're holding in your hand and swaying back and forth in your house is more powerful than you? This is what you're trying to tell me, my brother? This is what you're trying to tell me, my sister of God? Because this is what you're saying. This is the information God is getting. Because when you burn sage, you're telling God, I don't believe you. I don't believe in the power of prayer. I don't believe that there is a heavenly host surrounding me. I don't believe that your Holy Spirit lives within me. I don't believe that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. So let me burn this sage, because this is the only security I have. I feel comfortable and safe when I do this. This is what you're telling God. This is what you're telling God when you perform in that ritual. But David said, I know where my strength come from. I know where my help come from. So I'm going to burn my prayer, and may it be as the evening sacrifice. Family, we have to know the power and the authority that we have in Christ Jesus. We have to know, family. Listen to this in Revelation. The Bible says in Revelation 8 verse 4, the smoke of the incense together with the prayers of God people went up before God from the angel's hand. Family, you can do more damage to the kingdom of darkness, which is lifting up your mouth and declaring who God is, than any tangible thing you can pick up at the market. Do you hear me? You have more power in you. Why? Because the greater one is on the inside of you. Resurrecting power is on the inside of you. But if you don't use it, that's not God's fault. If you don't tap into the greatness that is on the inside of you, that's not God's fault. And if you don't believe that there's power in your prayer, that's not God's fault. If you don't believe that there's more with you than them that are against you, that's not God's fault. That is a lack of faith on your account. That is a lack of belief on you, but that has nothing to do with God. How can you say you believe God and you believe the word, yet you're practicing in these rituals that have nothing to do with God? He say, lay down your idols. Let go of your idols. I am the only God. I am the true and living God. Worship me and me alone. Family, we have to really understand who we are in Christ Jesus. Your prayer carries weight. Carries weight. Your prayers burn in the spirit realm. You are the sacrifice, and our God is a consuming fire. And when you put your prayer with the consuming fire of God, things happen. Atmosphere shifts. Environment shifts. You do not need something that was created. It's an herb. When you have the creator on the inside of you, when you are partnered with the creator of heaven and earth. Family, please, please hear me. If you are partaking in this ritual, you are just opening more doors. The enemy is giving you false hope. False hope. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Choose life. Choose ye this day who you are going to serve. Because if it's God, serve him. Worship him, honor him. The Bible says, hallelujah, to put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. What does that say, family? That is saying that God provided a way of an escape for negative energy. If that's, we're going to just use it with the, you know, new age, just, you know, saying, oh, this negative energy. God is saying, okay, when you feel heavy, when there's a shift in the atmosphere and now you're feeling low and now you're feeling heavy, God said, okay, I got something for that. When you feel your atmosphere shift, when you feel your environment shift, put on the garment of praise. Because when you begin to praise, you send off an aroma, angelic hosts come to aid, problem solved. And that's you telling all of hell, no, I know where my help come from. I know where my power and authority come from. Because I know who my God is. Because I know who I am. I'm standing in agreement with the word of God. And I'm declaring and decreeing that no serpent or scorpion can harm me. And no negative energy can stand in the presence of my God. Can stand in the presence of holiness. Can stand in the presence of who I am in Christ Jesus. So I'm going to praise. I'm going to worship. I'm going to lift up my voice like incense to the nostrils of God. I know that I am a sacrifice and he is the fire. And when we get together, something beautiful happens. There's a shift in the atmosphere. Peace begins to come. Joy begins to come. There's a laughter on my tongue. And all doors to the enemy has been closed shut because there is an angel. Hallelujah. He has given his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways because there is angels guarding the door. Family, you either going to believe the word of God or you're not going to believe the word of God. But what's the point of confessing and professing that you are a child of God, yet you participate in rituals that say contrary? It also said that you do it to generate wisdom. But my Bible tells me in the book of James, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God and he will give freely. So if you're feeling stuck and stagnant and foggy, you don't burn sage. You go to infinite wisdom. O King of glory, fall afresh on me. Give me insight. Give me wisdom. Help me to understand the things that I know not. True wisdom come from God. There is nothing on this God green earth that you can burn that's going to give you wisdom. It may be the wisdom of this world, but it will never be the manifold wisdom of God, which you should desire as a child of God. It said it promotes healing, but my Bible tells me that he is the balm of Gilead, that the leaves on the trees are healing for the nation, that by his stripes, the stripes that he bore on his back, we are healed. Either you're going to believe that and confess that and testify to what the blood has already done, or you're not. We got to choose. We have to make a choice and make a stand. And I pray you choose God. I pray you choose God, family. Because the enemy, he is blinding the eyes of God's people. The Bible said even the elect will be deceived. Oh, it's nothing wrong with it. It's from the earth. God created the earth. It's an herb. It's powerful. Are you kidding me? When we serve a great and powerful God who says, blessed is the man who hopes, who trust, who confidently put their faith in me, not some plant, not some herb, but because you put your trust in me, blessed with spiritual security. Family, I want to read. Oh my God, God is so good. He's a faithful God. Yes, Jesus. Let me read to you Jeremiah 17, 7 through 8. This is what our Bible, your Bible, to my brother and sister who is burning sage. This is what your Bible says. Jeremiah 17, 7 through 8. Blessed with spiritual security. I'm going to say that again. And I'm reading from the Amplified Version. Blessed with spiritual security is the man who believes, trusts, and relies on the Lord, whose hope and confident expectation is in the Lord. For he will be nourished like a tree planted by the waters that spread out its roots by the river, and will not fear the heat when it comes. But its leaves will be green and moist, and it will not be anxious and concerned in the year of drought, nor stop bearing fruit. You know what you just allow Satan to do when you burn sage? He replaced you. I want you to hear what this says. Blessed with spiritual security is the man who believes, trusts, hopes, and have a confident expectation in God will be what? Like a tree. A tree. You're burning an herb. You're burning a plant. So you rather let the plant replace you as the sacrifice? Because you don't confidently believe and have an expectation that your God is for you? Family, we have to repent. Repent. Because I'm not going to let nothing replace me. I'm not going to let the rocks outpraise me. I'm not going to let no incense and no herbs outworship me. He made me in his image. And we are to worship him and honor him with our being. We are to be a living sacrifice unto him. For he is a consuming fire. And when we partner together, beautiful things happen. But I'm not going to let anything outside of me worship God better than me or replace me for the use that God wanted to use me. And I pray that you choose the latter. I pray that you repent and stop using these natural things to ward off negative. It's false. It's false hope. It is a lie to keep you in bondage, to keep you ensnared, to keep you yoked up and chained up. And the problem with this is that the Bible says that he blesses generationally and he curses generationally. When you open these demonic doors, you're not just opening them up to you. Your children are subject to this. You wonder why they're being rebellious. You wonder why they're not doing well in school. You wonder why they're having these all types of difficulties. What doors are you opening into your home? Thinking that it's okay. Then thinking that you can say the name of Jesus. Repent. Two masters can't run a house. Two masters is only going to be one. Only one master. Only one Lord. And it's either going to be the true and living God, or is it going to be whatever idol you choose. But you can't have both. You cannot participate in these rituals and these traditions and think you can call on the name of Jesus too. Why? Because what you do, your heart is tied to it. Because if you truly believe in God, you would be like David. And it's not to say that you're not going to fall short and you're not going to mess up, but David had a heart after God. He didn't choose other idols. He chose God. Let my prayer be as incense to your nostrils. I am not going to burn anything to ward off or try to remove the only... Oh, my God. Calm down, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I'm going to calm down. Family, I am really passionate about this because this breaks my heart to see my brothers and sisters not operating in the authority and the power that Christ has given them. You are more powerful than the things you are using to ward off negative energy. If you only believed, hallelujah, one can chase 1,000, two can chase tens of thousands. If you only believe that if I just pray, if I believe the word of God, and if I partner with a brother and sister in Christ, that if there was something demonically going on in my home, that one can chase 1,000, two could chase tens of thousands, that I'm going to partner in prayer with somebody that I know believe God at his word. And we're going to begin to pray and shake down the kingdom of darkness, because I believe that my God is for me and my God is with me, and that he has given me power and authority to trample over serpents, that he has given me keys to the kingdom, that whatsoever I bind on this earth shall be bound, and whatever I loose shall be loosed on earth as it is in heaven. Do you believe the words that you read? Because we can quote scriptures, but we don't apply the scriptures. What's the point of quoting and reading something that we're not going to apply? Knowledge is information. Understanding is comprehension. But wisdom is application. You want wisdom, begin to apply what it is that the word of God said. The more you apply it, the more you show God that I'm being a good steward over your word, I believe your word, the more wisdom will come. But we quote and quote and declare scriptures that we don't even believe. Because if you really believed you had power and authority, you wouldn't dare take a herb or a plant and burn it and think that it's going to ward away anything in your house. When Jesus himself has told us in the book of Luke, I seen Satan. He came down. He's coming with his tricks. He's coming with his traps. He's coming with his snares. He's coming with his demons. He's coming with his monitoring spirits. He's coming with his familiar spirits. He's coming with his marine kingdom. He's coming. But guess what? I have given unto you power to tread over all of them. And I love this. And I want to just reread this again, because I pray that as I read it, that the Spirit of the Lord really, arrest you in the spirit. And that this scripture quickens you and awakens you to the reality of the power you possess. Behold, Satan as lightning fell from heaven. Behold, I given unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all, my God, all the powers of the enemy. That's negative energy. That's monitoring spirits. That's depressing spirits. That's spirits of suicide. That's whatever it is. Whatever it is, it don't have power over you. You have power over it when you believe who you are in Christ Jesus. And then the next verse, notwithstanding in this you rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rejoice because your name is written in heaven. My God, he has given us so much, not only just eternal life, not just having our names written in heaven, but we have been given power and authority. We have been given keys to the kingdom. We have been given resurrecting power by the gift of the Holy Spirit. We have been given blood that speaks better things than the blood of Abel. We have been given, family, do you know what has been given to you on Calvary? It is time for you to exercise it. It is time for you to shut down the kingdom of darkness and be the light that God has called you to be. Stop hiding under a basket. Stop hiding under the bed. Be the light of Christ in your life. Be the light of Christ in your home, and begin to stand and declare and decree who you are in Christ Jesus, because no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that raises up against you is already condemned in Christ Jesus. Do you know that? Do you believe it? Do you believe it in your hearts of hearts? Because if you don't, this is why you feel it is okay to practice in rituals that breaks the heart of God. It is a trap from the pit of hell. And I pray that you denounce it, you renounce it, that you come out of covenant with these demonic spirits, that you begin to close the doors, break down these altars, family, dismantle these demonic altars that you have built up with these rituals. Break these demonic contracts in the name of Christ Jesus and be free. For who the Spirit of the Lord, my God, for who the Son set free is free indeed. And where the Spirit of the Lord is true liberty. All you need is the Spirit of God breathing as you pray. Your atmosphere will shift. For in His presence, create an atmosphere for God. You won't have to worry about an environment with demonic energy and activity. Where is God in your house? Where is God? Where is God? Because in His presence is the fullness of joy. Are you creating an atmosphere for God? The Bible says He inhabits the praises of His people. And if you believe the word that He is not man that He should lie, nor the Son of Man that He should repent, then you should believe that when you open your mouth and begin to pray and to begin to praise and worship God, that He inhabits your praise. And He begins to come and invade your atmosphere. And everything that is not like God begins to be burned like He did on Mount Carmel. May the God who answers by fire begin to burn up everything that is not like Him. Do you believe? Because I can say all that I believe, but if you don't believe it, it means nothing. And you will continue on with your traditions. You will continue on with your rituals, and you will never walk in true freedom and the true peace that God has given you. You will never walk in the authority that God has given you. But I pray by the Spirit of the living God who will arrest you in the Spirit, that you have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, and that you begin to really live like a child of God, that you may truly begin to live like you believe that you are in joint heir with Christ Jesus, that you believe that you have this power and authority, that you believe that there is more with you than there are them against you, that you believe that you have more power than the sage that you burn. I want to read one more scripture. This scripture is really dear to my heart. I love this scripture. It's 2 Corinthians 2:15. For we are to God the pleasing aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing. You are the aroma God want to smell. He want to smell you and your praise, your worship, your faith. That's what God want to smell. And we have to be mindful too. Like I said, we are the aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing. That means people are looking at what you are doing, which means that you are setting a stumbling block for those who don't know. Because if you are professing to be a child of God, and there is a babe in Christ who don't know the ways of God and looking for someone to teach them, and they're looking to you, you're going to steer them in the wrong direction. How you think that's going to make God feel? You have to be accountable for that soul. That's why I'm on here, because I'm going to be accountable as a minister of God to see this, to know what is going on, and to not say anything. I'm just as bad. But I refuse to keep my mouth shut. This is not of God. And you must be mindful to the doors that you are opening and to the people that are watching you. Don't become a stumbling block to the people you're supposed to draw close to God. I'm going to say that again. Don't become a stumbling block to the people you're supposed to draw closer to God. I want you to think about that. And this doesn't just apply to someone burning stage. Whatever area of your life that you have not totally given as a sacrifice unto God, and people are watching you, ask yourself, am I drawing them closer to God, or am I being a stumbling block? And if you are, repent and turn from your wicked way and begin to be the vessel that God has called you to be, that you begin to draw people closer to God and not push them further away by filling them with confusion. For God is not the author of confusion, but the author and the finisher of our faith. I pray this really ministers to your heart. Family, if this doesn't apply to you, but you know someone that it does apply to, please share this with them. Don't be ashamed to share, because this is you doing your part. Like I said, you not saying anything is you're not being accountable. You're allowing them to stumble. And maybe you don't know how to say anything to them. Maybe you don't know how, because you don't want to come off offensive and you don't want to hurt their feelings. Just simply say, hey, my brother, my sister, I got something that I want you to hear. May it bless you. And share the word of the Lord with them, that they may be set free. Amen. Amen. Family, I love you with the love of God. And I truly pray that this really open our eyes to the reality that we are more powerful than the tangible fleshly things we use. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Why are you fighting spiritual things with carnal weapons? It's not going to work, and we're not going to win. But when we use what God has given us, he has given us a whole kingdom arsenal. We are already victorious in Christ Jesus. Family, I love you. May God bless you and keep you. In the mighty name of Jesus, be blessed.